Kahana says the name of Rav, that if a Cheresh is able to speak through the Ksav, what does that mean? Rashi, that means he's able to communicate through the Ksav. He can write out, I want command these people to give, to write and give the get to my wife. The halacha is, that's good enough, and we can write and deliver the get. And Rashi points out, we're not talking about a full-fledged Cheresh. We're talking about a Cheresh who was a Pikeach when he got married. And then afterwards, and therefore he had a Kiddushin Gemur, which makes things actually worse, because it was a full-fledged marriage mid-Yaraisa, and now he became a Cheresh. So if we check him in this way, he can speak mitoch haksav, that's good enough. And basically Rashi says, that's a way of us ascertaining that he's a Pikeach Gomer. Pikeach Gomer, because he knows, okay, that's the din of Rav. Comes along, Rabbi Yosef, and he challenges this, my kamash belon, what's the Chiddush? It's Pashut that you could do this, right? How do we know that? Tanit, we learned it in our mission. Our mission here in the seventh parak, the first mission says, Nishtatik, v'amlo nichtov ged l'ishtecha, a guy who wasn't able to speak, and we asked him, we said, do you want us to write a get to your wife? V'hirkin baroshu, and he nodded his head, both ginoslo shalosh pa'amim, we check him three times, like we explained in the previous stafim, im amr alav lav al hein hein, hare l'ichtov yitinu, it's a mefurisha mishnah, that he doesn't have to speak, he can communicate in other ways besides speaking, and that's good enough. So what's the chiddush of Rav Kana Marav? So the Gemara asks, answers with the obvious attack, which is Amr Leir Bzeira. Bzeira says back to Rabbi Yosef, Ilim Kamris, you're talking about an Ilim. That Mishnah that you're bringing, the Mishnah in our parak, is talking about an Ilim, Nishtatek, as Rashi there said the head of the Mishnah. He's no longer, he's a mute, he's no longer able to speak. Shiny Ilim, Ilim is a whole different parasha, as we'll see, we're about to quote in the Brisa. We'll see the Brisa in a second. Just the point is, you can't, you're comparing apples and oranges. The din of Rav Kahana Merab was talking about a Cheresh, a full-fledged Cheresh, he is a person that we b'chal don't know has das at all. The Mishnah is talking about a guy, totally has sanity, as we'll see in the Brisa, and there was just a question. We need to know that this is what he wants to do, so we've got to make sure that he is clear, that his mind is clear. And then we can instruct, and he can instruct us to write the get. Now the Gemara brings the Brisa. Yeah.
Someone who's nid chash,
he's what nid chash?
He's like a shoter.
Yeah. That's why he always chash shoter
cut. Originally,
because now that he is a shoter, now that he became a chayrish, that's once he has gets to that status, the assumption is that he.
Because it's like, oh, I think there must be going on there.
Yeah, exactly why, how Chazal came to that conclusion, I don't know. But that's a Cheresh, that's just like a guy got sick, right? Cheresh is like he's lost his das. Okay, it doesn't matter that he was clear originally, he became a Cheresh. And Cheresh is assumed to not have das. It says the Gemara, the Tanya will prove from the Braisa, mid Dabar, Eino Shemei, it's a famous Braisa. This is actually, a lot of this Amud here is the same Amud we find in, the same Gemara we find in Chagiga. But this is a famous concept, the Gemara brings the Braisa, mid Dabar, Eino Shemei, Zel Cheresh. Someone who can speak, but he cannot hear, he's termed a Cheresh, but it's a little bit confusing because he's not a full-fledged Cheresh. He's called a Cheresh. In a similar vein, Shemea ve'ena medaber, some guy has the opposite. He can hear, but he can't speak. Zeu ilein. V'zeh harein kepichin l'chol divrim. The term of Cheresh in this brisa up until now, and the term of ilein, which are either or, one speaks and one hears, both of those guys are considered to be pikeach completely, and they have to complete the as, they can do all dini atayr. Who is a Cheresh that Chazal generally speak of, which is not being spoken about here, the general concept, that's what Rashi says, V'masal Cheresh ha-medav v'en ha-shemeh ha-zeh ha-cheresh, v'lo zeh ha-cheresh she-dibru bo-chachamim b'chol makom. V'yishvu l'shot. In other words, what the Braisa here is discussing in Cheresh is not the algamein Cheresh. It's not the Cheresh we always speak about, B'chol HaTorah Kula, but Chazal referred to as a Cheresh, because that Cheresh, which Chazal generally speak about, is a Cheresh that has the same status of a Shaita. Okay, so this guy, who is a Cheresh, meaning half, he hears, he can't hear, but he speaks, or an Elaim, who can hear, but not speak, those guys are completely Pikchim. Now, just Derech Agav, the Braisa finishes off, Amai Tebedavin HaShemeh HaZeh HaCheresh, Shemeh HaVein HaMedav HaZeh HaElam, how do you know how to define the terms? How do you know that one guy, the guy who speaks, is a cheresh, and the guy who hears is an ilim. So the Gemara says, "Dechse vani kecheresh velo eshmok ilim lo yitzach piv." It says mefurish in the pasuk that the cheresh doesn't hear, and the ilim cannot open his mouth; he can't speak. The Yibayis Amos is the Gemara another pshat. Kedamri inshi, as people say, ishtakal milulei. The lashon ilim is like an acronym for the term ishtakal milulei, which means his speech has been taken from him. So that's how we know that an Elam is referring to somebody who can hear but not speak. So Reb Zeira has deflected Reb Yosef's kash. Again, back to what do we have so far? If Kahana Marav holds that a full-fledged cheresh, someone who started off as a marriage as a pikech, then he became a cheresh, that guy will still assume that he has his sanity. And it's a little bit, Ben, really what you're asking, is that if we know that he has sanity, we can still check to make sure that he had it, that he has it, as long as he can write. And then we can say, okay, this guy is talking not the regular cheresh who doesn't have das, he does have das. That needs to be done on a day writing. The Mishnah, which we saw in our parak, that's not talking about this at all. That's talking about an Elam. Okay, so just derech agav toisus. Every toisus here is a pashup shot toisus gushmak. Toisus asks lefi the havamin. The havamin of our Gemara is that our Mishnah and Rav Kahana Marav are talking about the exact same case. So we're saying, what's the chiddush? Rav Kahana, what are you being mechadish? I mean, that the Mishnah says it explicitly. Taisus says, if that's really true, if you take that havamin ad asof, so the Gemara should have asked a stronger question, says Taisus. If that's true, we should ask Akasha from our Mishnah, or ask Akasha from the Mishnah to this din. In other words, we should ask Akasha on him, to the din of Rav Kahana, kevan de'enu mechalik ben ilam, not Akasha, Akasha from the Mishnah to the din of Rav Kahana, de'enu mechalik ben ilam lecherish, the lamali yachal adam tochsef. Why do you even need that? Our Mishnah has a lower form. The Gemara was asking Akasha, what's the Chiddush, Rav Kahana? Come on, it already says in the Mishnah. The Gemara is happening, obviously, that they're the same case. If they're really the same case, so the Gemara should ask a stronger question. Rav Kahana is against the Mishnah is being more makel. The Mishnah is saying all you have to do is not, and he's saying you have to write it. So Tosa has to give a whole shot that even if you the Havamin of the Gemara, the Siddur is a Chiluk, but just a nice aura here in the Pashal Cheshma of the Gemara. But that was the Havamin. The Maskanas HaGemara, Jordi with me, Maskanas HaGemara, they're different. Our Mishnah is talking about an Elam. Rav Kahana is talking about a cheresh. Good? Okay, so now the Gemara says,
Azoy. Observe. What? How do you read the Elam from Mark? It's a question or a statement?
It's an attack on him. Like, Elam Ka'amnis, you're talking to me about an Elam?
Question.
Yeah, how can you compare an Elam? And it's a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. You're bringing me a mission from an Elam. Elam Ka'amnis. Shiny Elam and Elam is a whole different story. It could be it as a question. Elam Kamas, you're telling me about an Elam? That's a whole different thing. It doesn't, I'm not sure if it means the difference exactly, but it's an attack on him. How could you talk about an Elam?
Shiny is like the answer to the
shiny
question.
Shiny is the answer to the question, yeah.
I don't really know why not just say shiny Elam?
It's a stronger question. Elam Kamas, you're talking to me about an Elam.
You're saying, how are these two?
How you come back to me, right? Shiny and shiny. It was a whole different story. Or Elam Kamis, you're telling me, you're asking me a question about an Elam, and Elam is a different thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, Amar Reb Zeira, so Reb Zeira says, the question you asked Reb Yosef is not a kasha, but Ikasha li Akasha, if there is a kasha, if there's a kasha here to be asked on Rav Kahana, it's this is the question that bothers me. This is the kasha that actually bothers me on Rav Kahana, on Rav's day. Tatanim lo yagad pradli Elam. The Pasuk says, by someone who withholds testimony. If you know testimony for somebody, you withhold it, you violate an Isser. So the Braisa darshins the Pasuk, that Im lo yagid, if you don't speak, v'nasa avono. So the Gemara, the Braisa darshins, pratli ilayim she'en yachol hagid. This Isser applies only to a person who can speak. It excludes an ilayim who can't speak. So frak the Gemara, amai, if the din of Rav is true, so why does it exclude an Elam? He can speak b'doch haksav. And if he can speak b'doch haksav, just like Rav Kahana Marav is saying that a cheresh can speak b'doch haksav, the Elam could also speak b'doch haksav. So why is he potter from the Isser from Amlo Yagid? Amlo Yabaye, Eidus Ka'amris. You're telling me, you're asking me about Eidus. Shiny Eidus, there are chamana amr and piyam lam pik sabam. Eidus is a whole different story because the Torah says, min piyam lam pik sabam, there's a special drasha. That when it comes to Eidus, we have to be made mitoich ha-peh and not mitoich ha-ksav. And therefore, really, we could defend, we could stick by our guns, if Rav Kahana Marav is still correct, that a cheresh can speak, he can express himself through the ksav. There's a din by Imlo Yagid that we don't accept ksav. That's halacha in Hilchos Eidus. In Hilchos Eidus, we can't accept that. Here, we're not talking about Eidus. We want to know, where is this guy holding? Does he want to write a get to his wife? It's not Eidus. We just need to know that he wants to command his wife. He wants to command the get to bring to his wife. That's fine. Okay, Stamazai Rashi, in his amazing, succinct fashion, hints to a very famous kasha that the Olam asks. What's the big kasha the Olam asks on the din of the Pim Lom Piksavim, which is, shouldn't that now passel all blank
shtaros,
right? All shtaros. Now we have eight. Wait, we're learning Sachik Gittin, right? Eidi Chasim Akarsi. You have a drasha, all shtaros have edim on them. So definitely, if you're going with the karsi aspect of the edim, how does that work? But even without that, we're accepting, even if it's edei birur, even if it's just a laraya, right? It's, at the end of the day, the edim, we're accepting the edim on the shtar.
What does it matter they were signed on that day?
What?
Where are you reading?
In the Rashi.
In
the Rashi, did I mean? What is add in biyomo? I'm not sure why he has that word here. To see why it's, I mean, it's usually true that otherwise the problem is shtar muktam. But I don't know why he would definitely be talking about that now. At any rate, Rashi says, Tahu orche lahachi. So Rashi, in a few words, deals with the whole shayla. Is that that's the normal thing. To come and give edus, which you're supposed to be saying in Bezdin, and you decide, you know what, instead of me saying the edus, I'm going to write it. That's a violation of the Imam Peaks up. But like Rashi, if the way the Kenyan is happening, that's the normal way to record this matter is through the shtar, so then it doesn't apply. Okay, there's a lot of discussion about it, but that's just Al-Ragaf should be aware of the Ha'ara. So that's what the Gemara says, Imam Peaks up. Let's just finish the Amud, we'll try to keep the Ha'aras for afterwards. So Reb Zera says, so again, Reb Zera said, if I have a kasha, my kasha was from Imlo Yagid. Abaye says, no, even that's not a kasha, because when people pick someone, it's a special din hilchos edus. That's not a kasha, din of Rav. In fact, the Gemara Meisi, they will have another kasha on Rav. Kishem shebayit gen oiso, the gittin kat bayit gen oiso, the masos, ule matonos, ule eduyos, ule irushos. The Brisa says, just like we can check the cheresh, to say, take a look at Rashi, kishem shebayit gen oiso, anishtatik v'hirken brosh akoy. Just like we'll check a guy who is nishtatik, we'll check him about gittin, like our Mishnah says. So we'll also, that's talking about an ilim, right? So we'll also be able to check for other areas of halacha. Masol, matonos means business matters, limkor b'nechasov, eduyos for edus, yerusha, and yerushas. So the Gemara says, k'tani miyas, the bottom line, we take out of this price, so what are we coming out with? Eduyos. There's a concept of eduyos. And what are we allowing? We're allowing for edus, the guy to be Mark and Rosh Hashanah. We're allowing these different things. So it says Rashi, Sha'ir Edus of Bipiak Sav, Ramas Bipiak Mazenela. So in the end of the day, just like the Mishnah, the Bryce is telling us that just like we allow in our Mishnah a Nishtatik to give the get, we're also going to allow him to do Edus. And you just told me that you can't do that because the people of Big Sav. Marez, Amr Yosef, Rabin Yomi, Amr Sheshus, Be Edus Isha, the Kilubi Rabban. We're not talking about regular Edus. Enechanam, if it be regular Edus, we would not accept an ilim because it has to be if him lom picks up. We're talking about edus isha, we want to testify for a woman that her husband died in order to allow her to remarry. So then we have special kulos. We're allowed to pick up. In fact, the gemara vaktani yerushos. It says yerushos, and basically yerushos is a regular case of edus because what is yerushos? As Rashi says, you're being made on the Yerusha of another guy. I say, listen, this guy Bob, he was Meirish X and Y to these kids, and this is the story. So when Yerusha is also an Edus, and the Brisa again is allowing us to do it, Mipik Savam, Amar Bavo, Yerusha's Benoah Bachor Ktani. Sorry, Yerusha's Benoah Bachor. We're talking about Yerusha's Benoah, we're not talking about somebody being made. We're not talking about somebody being made about someone else who gave Yerusha. We're talking about a guy for his own children. He's saying, listen, I want to give this and that to my kids. That's not a real edus. He's talking about he wants to be mitzvah, do this to my kid, do that to my kid. That's not an edus. If it's being made in court, oh, I saw in that family this and that, such and such happened, that's a shayla of real edus. That would taka be possible if he was al de exa, but for his own family, it's okay. Rashi's bothered. We must be speaking about, why does the Gemara have to talk about Yerusha's beno, habachor? Why not just say for his own family, stamazot? So that's Rashi's kasha. What does Rashi answer?
So otherwise we just go by the Torah din.
Right. There we don't need the guy Bechlal. There has to be that the guy is telling us something. He's trying to switch something. Listen, I want to give this guy kid more than that kid. So Rashi is talking about a case of Yerusha's Beno, where he wants to give, it's actually not more, he wants to give less The Torah law is that you give the Bechor double. This guy wants to be mashmeh. He wants to give all his boys the same. So for that, we need some types of haggadah from him, but it doesn't have to fit the regular halachas of the people picks up. Mara says, "Tanami es tamasos l'matanos." So there's another case in the Brayis which talks about business. My love, la'alma. We're not talking about again about us being made about business, something that happened by somebody else. Mara says, "No, we're talking about his own stuff. It's not about a real, edus. It's about his own stuff."
Meaning like Yerushas?
Similar to Yerushas, yeah. Right, it's not talking about. He's saying like it's similar to Yerusha. What I gave, I did this business, I did that, I made this deal, but not about he's being made that this money belongs to that guy because he saw what happened over there by the other guy. And Tosis points out, one of the guys asked me, I think this question, but Tosis points out that Lafida Hamin of the Gemara, that all these things were real eduyos, right? That Yerushos was a Yerusha about someone else, Masa Matam was about someone else. So then, why does the Brisa is a little bit difficult to read, because then the Brisa reads, Masos, Matanos, Ule Eduyos, Ule Rushos, and they're all Eduyos. Right? The Maskanas of Gemara, none of them are Eduyos except for Eduyos, and even that one is Eduzisha. But in the Havmin of the Gemara, there was a regular case of Yerusha, and a regular case of Maso Matan, and Matanos, so then, why is there a separate category of Eduyos? Those are just all examples of Eduyos. Tosis in a chanami, lefila hamin of the Gemara, you would have to read it, eduyos, and which type of eduyos, all these different things. These would all be the different examples of eduyos. Okay, so anyway, that was the kasha up until. So we're all good. Really, there's a din. Again, we've defended so far of Kahana Marav. The answers that Abai gave, the Mepeyam for Biksub, Mepeyam for Biksub is also good. The Brisa seems to be talking about cases where we are trusting the Ksav. Says it more, that's only in special cases. Real Eidus cases, we don't allow the Ksav, because we have the Klal, Mipiyah from Piksavim. Special cases which are not real Eidus, because they're Eidus Isha, or other types of Eidus were more make, other types of cases were more make, if they're not real Eidus, then we'll allow the Ksav. And in Rivka Hana Merav's case, we'll also allow the Ksav, because not an Eidus at all. Comes along the Gemara with another attack, and Rivka Hana Meisi Ve. Before Shabrais that it says, by Cheresh we do not trust his hand motions and other types of movements that he makes, and we also don't trust his writing, unless we're talking about Metaltalin. In the realm of Metaltalin, we'll rely on those things, but not when it comes to Gittin. When it comes to the Get, we will not allow it to happen. So now this is mamish at the blatant steer at the dinner of Kahana Merav. The point of Rav Kahana Merav is coming to say that by Cheresh we can ascertain that he really has clear das as long as he writes things clearly. And now before Shabraisa that it's not true. Whatever we're going to trust, but if Ksav Yad is only for Metaltalin but not for a Get. So Mara says, okay, in a Chanami, this price is against Rav, but it's not sure because Tanoi, it's a Machlekes Tanoi. And Rav Kahana Merav is going like a different Tanya. The Tanya we learned in a Brisa, Amar Mishavim Gamliel, and this is the Tanya who Rav follows. What does Mishavim Gamliel say? B'medra Mamun B'cheresh Meikaro. When did we say that we don't trust a cheresh? We don't allow the Ksav Yad by a cheresh. That's by a cheresh who started off as a cheresh. Avol Pikech V'Nischarish. Who Kosev Ein Chosmin? Gemara says, but Mishavim Gamliel holds that if he was a Pikech and then he became, then he was Nischarish. Then we allow him to write. Vein chos, in other words, we will rely on his ksav to show that he really knows what's going on and he wants to give a ksav for the get. Okay, so because that's the answer of the question, everything else now is going to be a little tangential. But we see mafurishly over here in this brisa that Shimon Gamliel holds that the ksav is good enough. You can trust the ksav. So we had a brisa before that says we don't trust the ksav by get, and that's against Rav. Ein achanami, that brisa is against Rav. Here we have another tanrum, Shimon Gamliel holds that we trust the ksav. Now the Gemara just wants to know, what's the chilek in Rav Shimon Gamliel between a cheresh me'ekaro and a pikerach v'nischarish? If you're willing to trust the ksav by pikerach v'nischarish, so why won't you trust it by a cheresh me'ekaro? So the Gemara asks, a cheresh me'ekaro lo? A cheresh me'ekaro you can't trust? Like we mentioned before, when we started the Amid, really the svar should be the other way. Why? Keshem shekonso biramiza kach motzia biramiza. By a cheresh meikaro, there's more of a reason for us to rely on his remizosov there's remises and on the ksav yad. Why? Because the cheresh meikara, the whole kiddushin is only kiddushin midirabbanan. By pikech min ischarish, like Rashi said at the top of the amid, kiddushin gemurin. It's a full fledged kiddushin midiraisa. He got married like a regular guy. Now he became a cheresh. So now you have a problem. You're trying to trust the ksav yad to get out of the full fledged kiddushin, but by we're talking about a cheresh meikaro, the whole thing is less severe because he was only a derabbanan to begin with. So why is Rav Shimon Gamliel being more machmir by a cheresh meikaro than is by bikech v'nischarish? It should be punktvakert. So the Gemara says it's like I beishto achanami. If you're talking about a regular marriage, this guy got married when he was a cheresh. Now he wants to get out of the marriage with the ksav yad. You're 100% right. There we would rely on the ksav yad as well. However, when Rav Shimon Gamliel said that we don't allow the ksav yad and the remises, we don't allow that by a cheresh mekaro, that's talking about a different case. We're talking about this guy who is a yavam, and he now is trying to divorce his yavama wife. Okay, and let's look at Rashi said, "Biyavimto shegitusha gemurin vizikasa gemura v'hu eino yachol lachlots." So when it doesn't even, could be talking about even before his marriage. We're talking about the chalitza itself, right? So he now has a zika midiaraisa from his brother. His brother died midiaraisa. This woman is his yavama, which means there's a zika here. Yeshayel ben zika is the raisa derabana, but the concept at least she was married to the brother midiaraisa.
What's a zika?
Zika is a bond between him and her. But the point is that Rashi says the zikas is a gemura, it's a full-fledged zika, because she was 100% married to the brother. So now that the brother died, the halacha of the Torah is that she has to do chalitza. And now the problem is that he can't do chalitza, as Rashi says, the Torah says that the yavam, part of the chalitza process is that he has to say, lo chafatzi lekachta.
Why is it? It seems like he's saying that she can't leave.
It's saying Kishem Shekisa. We're a different slaves of the Gemara. Where are you asking them? The Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara says, if you're talking about the woman Enochanam, his wife, by the Yavimto, that's where Shimon Gamliel says that we have the problem. And there you cannot apply the rule of Kishem Shekinsa. Because here the Knesa is not Piramiza. Here the Knesa is happening Memela from the Torah. That's a full-fledged knesa. Yeah? The Gemara says, miman. This is his yavama, meaning this woman now is following him as the yavama, but from whom? Meaning from which type of brother? If the brother was also a cheresh, so then you either have the svara. Then just like if he would have married the woman on his own when he was a cheresh, he could divorce her as a cheresh. So too, if the brother was a cheresh, that means she was never married to the brother on more than a derabana level. So now the knisa to him as a yavim is also derabana. So the case of Yavimto can't be talking about that. Ela denaf lalei me achiv pikeach. We're talking about a case where she falls from the achiv as a pikeach. In that regard, that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel said, there I will not allow a cheresh meikaro to do a remiza. Why? Because here, this guy who's the yavam, he's a cheresh. Yeah? But the brother was not a cheresh. So the nefila was deraisa. Right? Now I will not allow this guy, this cheresh, to do a remiza to get out. But if you had a regular guy who was a pikeach, and then he was the cheresh, then I will allow it.
When we say get out, it doesn't mean they're married.
Meaning the chalitza. Let him to do chalitza. Right, that's what Rashi says. And in case we can't do chalitza, the halacha is v'konus v'enamotzi lo'olam. That's what I was saying before, that the get also won't work. Even if he married her, the get won't be able to take her out either. Because his get won't be able to uproot a zika mideres. Okay, that's answer number one. And answer number two, v'yibayseima lo'olam d'naflalei me'achiv cherish. Really, we could be talking about a case that the original brother, the deceased brother, he actually was also a cheresh. If he was a cheresh, we should go back to the klal of kashem shekoyin tzibir amiza, kach matzib bir amiza. The Gemara says, in a chanami, bigger than you have that klal, but, u'gzeira achiv cheresh, atu achiv pikeach. We're going to make a gzeira that we're not going to allow the yavam to do chalitza even when his original brother who died was a cheresh, because we may confuse that with a case where the original brother was not a cheresh. If we allow him to do chalitza when the original brother's marriage was midrabanan, we'll also come to allow to do it midrais. That's going to be a problem. Gemara says, okay, iachi ishtonami. So by ishto also you should be concerned. We should never allow a cheresh mekara to do gerishin, because we might confuse that with a case of deraisa, like by the avam. Gemara says, no, yevimto biyevimto michlefa. One case, two cases of Yavamas, that will confuse, right? If the first brother was a cheresh, it wasn't a cheresh, we'll get them confused. At the end of the day, it's a case of Yavam. But ishto biyevimto lo michlefa, but ishto biyevimto, that already we're not going to confuse. So just to recap, so basically, Rav Shmuel Gamliel Shita is that by a cheresh meikaro, we do not allow it to work by gittin. And Rashi says, she'ein lo ksav yad shel das, shelo hayis lo das tzulufin. Since he never had a clear das, we'll never allow him to do it. But when it comes to a pikech, she'nischarish, since he started off having a clear das ben, then we'll be able to prove that his das is still clear, even though he's now a cheresh. And that is the shita of Rav that we had at the top of the page. Kind of, Amar Rav is going in this shita of Shem Gomliel. The Tana Kama, who doesn't hold of it, Taka says not. That by gittin we never allow these types of cases. Just a couple of chashav and gishmak ars here from Taisus. First of all, it's like this. Taisus of Ramasal, Amar Rav Zera, Ikasha. So again, Rav Zera said, your kasha of Yosef, that's not a kasha. If you want to ask a kasha, you have to ask the kasha from the case of Imlo Yagid. Right, that there we don't allow an Elaim. Elaim is not included in the din of Imlo Yagid. So you see, and the question is why not? According to Rav Kahana, he should be. And if I answer, no, the reason he's not included, that's a special halacha in Hilchas Eidus, because when Pivlo picks up. Then the Gemara asked the Mesive. The Gemara brought a Brisa, a Tosefta actually, that the Tosefta says that just like Rebodek Legitim, we can also be Boydek for all these other cases. So Frek Tosefis, it sounds like it's a Kasha. Huh? Tosefta says it sounds like it's a kasha. Tosefta says it sounds like it's a kasha on Rav Kahana, right? Because it says va'yochel adar v'docha ksav. Like in Rav Kahana, right? That's the Gemara's kasha. What do you mean? He's yochel adar v'docha ksav, and Rav Kahana is the one that says v'docha ksav is good. Is only going to be good by regular cases, but not by edus. So it sounds like we're asking a kasha on Rav Kahana. But Tosefta says, if that's true, he says, but I don't understand. But my lo parcha masnisin. Why don't you just ask a kash from the mission itself? Our mission has said, right, that we can test the guy with nodding. Right? So now we have a brisa that says, just like we test them by gittin, we also test them by all these other cases, ma'asa, matin, v'chule. So the Gemara is saying, that's a kash on Rav Kahana. Because Rav Kahana said, we say that if people speak something, it doesn't work. Why don't you ask a kasha directly on the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says you could do it all day harkana. And Tosef says, Geshmak Yesodi, Tosef says that by the Mishnah you can't ask the Kasha because it's Pashat, the Gabe Get, you don't need Haggadah Bepeh. By a Get, that's a double, but you don't need to, there's no din to say something by the Get. When we want to know the husband is writing a Get, we just have to know that he wants to write the Get. Shemisratza. We have to know that he's interested in happening. But Rav Kahana, who's considering a ksav, a dibur b'tocha ksav, to have the status as a dibur, so the kasha was on him. Okay, so that's an important yesod over here, that there's a chilek here. When we're talking about understanding the das of the cheresh, right? There's a very big difference between saying that he's actually speaking and just saying that we know that he's clear and that is what he wants. So therefore, that would be a chilek between the Mishnah and Rav Kahana. Okay, there's another geshmak, but we'll suffice with this for now. Go ahead.